This is Tom Urbaniak of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Welcome to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast. If you'd like to check out some amazing Polish films, you can't go wrong with anything by filmmaker Andrzej Wajda, W-A-J-D-A. Dr. Bob Lewandowski joins me to talk about this remarkable director. Dzień dobry, Bob.
Dzień dobry, Tom. Andrzej Wajda died in 2016 at age 90. His career spanned more than 60 years. His films are beautiful works of art, very high quality, and as a matter of fact, they were acknowledged with a special Oscar given to him in the year 2000. One of Wajda's later films from 2007 is called Katyn, that's capital K-A-T-Y-N. Katyn is the forest where Soviets massacred more than 20,000 Polish officers in 1940. One of them was Wajda's own father. A lot of Wajda's films, although fictional, have a political overtone, situated in real times and places. For example, his 1976 film, Man of Marble, was a look at the lies of communism through the perspective of a young woman studying filmmaking. His 1981 sequel, Man of Iron, parallels the birth of the Solidarity movement. By the early 1980s, the communist authorities decided they had had enough of Wajda, and he had to leave the country. He went to France, where he teamed up with French colleagues on a wonderful film called Danton, which brings to light the excesses of the French Revolution. Wajda's trilogy of war films from the 1950s is definitely worth a look. These titles are A Generation, Canal, and Ashes and Diamonds.
Thanks, Bob. Dziękuję. Filmmaker Andrzej Wajda. Check out his films. And thank you to Steve Melnick, this week's sponsor of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Listen to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast weekdays at 3:50 and 7:50 p.m. or anytime at coastalradio.ca.